Greg Bedard with us on the line. Hey, Greg.
What's up, fellas?
All right, so a report just came out a couple of minutes ago from Jim McBride of the Globe. He reports that a source tells him Brady has a sore back. Greg, you were the first one to sort of speculate that, hey, maybe this lightened workload for Brady is injury-related. Turns out it is. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would certainly make sense. I mean, it's just been over, I mean, we're going to go, let's see, Saturday, if he does have a quote-unquote full workload, it's basically going to be like, I don't know, like once in 9 days that Brady has a full camp workload, which, you know, I'm sorry, is just, you can't excuse it away with him being 41 years old because, I mean, he had a pretty full workload last year. You know, I didn't notice anything. This has definitely been some sort of sea change. And the difference, I don't know. I mean, could it be him and Belichick coming to some understanding? You know, could it be an injury? I mean, it could have been a bunch of things. I mean, this, you know, a sore back is interesting. I mean, I wouldn't say it's anything to be overly concerned about, but it would certainly make sense with what we've seen and sort of explain what's gone on, because it's been very strange to this point, to say the least.
Is this why you think there's been the quote-unquote rust so far in training camp from him? Do you think this has been something he's been dealing with from the rip?
I don't think so. I mean, look, Murray, I am not one of these guys that thinks that Brady has shown a whole bunch of rust so far in camp. I thought that early on what I saw was pretty typical of what you see in training camp, where you know, even if Brady was at OTAs, he was still going to have 5 weeks off, just like everybody else, before training camp. So, you know, it took him a little bit of time. But, you know, I think I was looking at my stats last night. I think I have him at almost 69% completion percentage in practice so far to this point. So, and especially considering the state of his weapons and sort of what he's been throwing to, it's been right in line with what I've expected. I do think that this is only going to open up some more, you know, criticism, or at least open Brady up to a little bit more criticism from people like your weekday co-host that will point to, hey, you know, if he was working out with the team all off season, maybe he wouldn't have a sore back and be sidelined in this training camp. I mean, you know, this could come at any time, but that will certainly be a reason for some people to say that.
Well, Greg, let me take it another way, another direction. What if the back problem is something that's been lingering since the off season or since last season, and that's why he wasn't taking full part in everything that was going on in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I mean, the way Brady carries himself and the way he takes care of himself, and I mean, you know, look, the guy's he's a freaking beanpole. I mean, I'm surprised he even has that many back muscles to even, you know, become sore, because he's so lean and pliable and all that stuff. I'm sure, you know, there's no way Alex would ever let him have a sore back or anything like that. So, I mean, I would think that this is something that has just cropped up recently.
Right, but at some point, you're 41 years old and you have a sore back. Like,
it gets all of us.
At that age, sometimes it doesn't go away. Like,
yeah,
even if you have Alex Guerrero. I mean, at what point do you say,
you're fat, but I mean, not if you're
No. Look at Murray.
Are you making fun of his
Murray's
dad
not
bod?
Too fat.
Is that what this is about?
No, but my point is this. Like, at what age does that become true? Like, if you have a 60-year-old guy who's got a bad back, can Alex magically heal him? Like, some people end up with back problems that don't, you know, have a solution.
Alex would say yes, but others probably would not.
Okay. Well, that would be sort of the heart of the matter, wouldn't it? Greg, I know you've written about Cordarrelle Patterson. We saw him make another nice catch today. He's made a bunch of highlight reel type of catches in camp as part of a strong training camp that he has had. I do wonder this, though, about him. I like him a lot. I think he could be more than just a special teams guy. Is there a risk of him just being too one-dimensional as a receiver? Everything this guy does is sort of straight down the sideline.
Yeah, I think so, Beadle. And I think this, that, you know, oftentimes we say, you know, especially with the first half that the Patriots had tonight, like, all right, don't look too much into it. Don't get all hysterical, because at some point they're going to game plan and they're going to have these certain things. And, you know, they're not game planning for these games. They'll have an approach for the opponent. and that works to a certain extent, but it also works against guys like Patterson, where you say, okay, well, to this point in these games, they're not exactly running complex stuff, and you know he's not having to do a lot of the route conversions, option routes, stuff like that that make the Patriots passing offense the best in an NFL, you know, at least as far as my mind. And so, you know, I have a question of whether, you know, once the bullets really start flying and they're going and Brady, you know, say he wants to run hurry up or something like that, is Patterson going to be able to do that? Because everybody that you talk to from wherever he's been, whether it's Minnesota or Oakland, you know, when I called people around the league once he signed with the Patriots, you know, they were all like, there's no way he's going to be able to learn that playbook. There's no way. And so you just wonder, will he be able to do everything when the time calls for it, you know, in October, November, December, when the Patriots really need him?
On the other side of the ball, what do you make of Juwan Bentley's night? Because it looked like he was pretty active in both the passing and the run game.
Yeah, Murray, I was very impressed. I mean, I have to, you know, admit that this is the most that we've really seen of Bentley in camp so far. I mean, coming into this game, if you asked anybody who's been at practice every day, they would have all told you that, you know, the other linebacker, Christian Sam, if we're going to pick one guy who's going to flash at linebacker in this game, it would have been Christian Sam, because he's been getting a lot more time. He's been a lot more active. He's quicker. He's a better athlete than Bentley is. And then all of a sudden we come out here, and first off the bench, the fourth linebacker in is Juwan Bentley. And I got to say, I mean, he completely looked the part. You know, I just wrote on BSJ, I said, you know, one of my takeaways from this game was, I think Alandon Roberts has competition at middle linebacker going forward. I think this is the type of game. This is the type of game where the coaches watch the film tomorrow morning and they're like, "Hey, this kid can do some things," and I think we need to start taking a look at him with the first team, some reps in practice, seeing what's there, and then all of a sudden things start to steamroll. So, very impressive, and he's certainly a guy to watch moving forward.
All right, get to BostonSportsJournal.com for all of Greg's coverage of the Patriots, including right now, if you want to see his three up and his three down, go there now for the latest on the Patriots at BostonSportsJournal.com. Greg, appreciate the time as always.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, Greg Bedard joining us here on the Shaws and Star Market Patriot postgame show.